Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hello, Kerry. It's Val Campbell.
Yes.
I was wondering if I can make an appointment for Vanessa on the 8th of October, please. First of all, will she be up and going by then?
I believe she is back, but she's doing half days, but I'm not sure if it's that day that she's doing. She should be back that day in the morning.
Well, yeah, but I'll add to that, it will be an operation. Jerry's oil gland is still blocked again, so she said she'll have to remove it. Will she be up to doing an operation?
That's a $1 million question. I can't answer that for you, and she's not back, so I can't actually ask her in regards
to that. When will she be back?
She is back starting...
I could do it another time, you know what I mean? And that's why I asked, because, okay, she might be on half duties, but she mightn't feel up to doing an operation.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, standing that long, I can understand. Okay.
But we can wait. We can wait.
Yeah, so she will be, well, if all going well, she will be back the afternoon of Tuesday the 30th in our schedule. That's what she's got, providing healing and everything, but I could leave a message if you like on that day to ask her whether or not she would be up to doing prenatal gland oil gland surgery on Joey, and then I can give you a call back, but I just don't know at this stage how she's going to be moving forward in regards to standing doing surgery.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, because Andy was there, and when I was there that day, and he says, well, I'll just give you a heads up. You know, she's having the operation, and she'll be back, but she'll be on light duty. So,
yeah.
And I'm happy. Well, do you think I should wait another week?
It depends, well, how Joey is going, but also...
Joey doesn't even know he's got a problem, you know what I mean? But if there is a lump there...
What I can do on that Tuesday is just ask Vanessa, and we can give you a call, and then we can book it in from then once.
Yeah.
She'll know that's still a couple of weeks away. She'll know how she's feeling and what she will be up to and be able to do.
Did we want to do a tentative booking for that morning, the 8th?
The 8th. I can tentatively do that, and then we can always reschedule if she doesn't think she'll be up to it.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yep. So what I can do, I can do
it. The reason why, Kerry, is I'm getting a tree cut down on the Tuesday, and I'm thinking if I might have sick leave of 2 days and get Joey done as well, but I don't have to do that. That's why I thought I don't have to do that. You know what I mean? I can still have another, what would you do? Leave it for another week?
Not necessarily like that. Like she should. Like technically she should probably be back to okay duty, but in regards to standing for surgery, I just can't answer that one just yet. But what I'll
do, that's what I mean.
I'll pop it in as a 9 o'clock tentative admit for the oil gland impaction surgery, whatever she's doing there.
But
I'll make a note on the 28th or 29th, whatever it was, to touch base with her, and then we can give you a call and we can always reschedule from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but I don't want to rush her, and I don't want to put her under stress baby under stress
Most definitely. Yeah, no, she will let us know if she doesn't think she'll be up to it, but I can definitely tentatively book it in, and then moving forward from there, we can always reschedule the actual surgery.
Would I be able to, well, just inside information, would it be a problem getting the next week if it does get cancelled?
It shouldn't be a problem. We'd obviously always make things work if we can. At this stage, no, it won't be a problem. But obviously, when she comes back, she might get booked up. But I just can't answer that one at this
stage. That's what I'm thinking. You know, if she gets booked up for the following week, would I be better off just leaving it for the following week?
Well, that's the thing. If I ask Vanessa when she gets back, she will be able to let me know whether or not she'll be up to it, and then when we call you on the 29th, we'll be able to let you know. And if it's not going to be right, we can always reschedule for the following week. That should still be ample time.
Oh, that's what I was getting at, Kerry.
I
didn't want to risk another week if, you know,
that's fine. No, I understand.
I don't want to wait too long, if you know what I mean. if I can't get on that day, I'm happy to wait another week, but I didn't want to leave it too much longer after that. But I, you know, that's all.
Yeah. No, perfectly okay. Okay, well, you're all in for the 9th, Wednesday the 8th, sorry.
8 at 9.
8 at 9, that's right. And we'll give you a call on that Tuesday and just confirm with you whether or not she feels like she might be okay to do that surgery. If not, then we can look at rescheduling.
And I'm happy to do that if need be. You know, I don't want to risk my little baby either if she's not well enough.
No, that's right. No, she will let us know. And if she doesn't feel like she's up to it, then she will definitely let us know.
Yeah, and I'm happy to wait. As I said, Joey doesn't seem to be affected. Joey doesn't get affected by it. You know, last time it was 2 months, you know, so that'll be all right. Okay, then. Okay. Well, thanks, Kerry. I just thought I'd just check now and get in early.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, that's a good idea.
I didn't know when she was coming back. That's all. I thought she might have been coming back by now, but on live duty. So that's all. Yes.
No, tentative back that week, but as the 30th. But it just goes by how she's feeling. She might be extended. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least it's a Wednesday, and if she doesn't feel up to it on the Tuesday, the day before, we can always cancel then too.
Yep. Certainly. All right. Well, we'll give you a call as soon as we can touch base with her and she can let us know and we can then let you know.
I understand. Thanks, Kerry. And while I've got you, how do you spell your name?
K-I-R-I.
K-I-R-I. Okay. I always get confused with that. Thanks, Kerry.
No problem at all. Okay. Thanks, Belle.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.